I was not the only target of Mama's philosophy. At one time or another, Mama had several dozen people in the neighborhood waiting for spring to relieve them of indigestion, mice, domestic difficulties, and trouble with the horizontal hold on their television sets. Sometimes, sitting school during history, which Mama promised me I'd find less boring in the spring, I would daydream my mother into other places and other times. Once, I saw her patting Napoleon on the back after he got the news from the Russian front. Maybe in the spring. She was beside George Washington at Valley Forge, brushing snow off his epaulettes. In spring, maybe, you'll win the revolution. She was looking over Thomas Edison's shoulder, comforting him in his early failures. Don't worry, maybe in the spring you'll try something new. I have been worrying for weeks now about what to give my mother for Mother's Day. For most people, this is a modest problem, solved by the purchase of a bathrobe or a box of candy. For me, however, Mother's Day represents an annual challenge to do the impossible. Find a gift that will make neither Mama nor me feel terrible. Expensive gifts, which Mama defines as costing over $1.98, are out because they make Mama feel terrible. This is awful, she says, examining an apron. I feel just terrible. You shouldn't have spent the money on me. Inexpensive presents, under $1.98, please Mama, but they make me feel terrible. There is always the danger that a gift given to Mama will bounce swiftly back to the giver. If I buy her something wearable, she perceives in an instant that it could be let in here, let out there, and it would fit me perfectly. If I give her a plant, she cuts off the top for me to take home and root in a glass of water. If I give her something edible, she wants me to stay for lunch and eat it. Papa, a sensible man, long ago stopped trying to shop for Mama. Instead, on Mother's Day, her birthday, and other appropriate occasions, he composes a short epic poem in which he tells of their meeting, courtship, and subsequent marriage. After nearly 30 years of poems, Papa sometimes worries that the edge of his poetic inspiration has dulled, but Mama doesn't complain. She comes into the room while he is struggling over a gift poem and says, "It doesn't have to rhyme as long as it's from the heart." This year, finally, I think I, too, have found a painless gift for Mama. I'm going to give her a magazine article, unrhymed but from the heart, in which I wish her happy Mother's Day and tell her there's nothing Papa or I could ever buy, find, or make her that would be half good enough anyway.